This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. We're going to help you in your workplace create a peaceful environment by addressing the conflict. You're like, yeah, right. Well, it can be done. I've got a couple of people I've been talking to about this book called Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict. Ah, that kind of triggers you already because I know you want peace in your workplace, and we're going to help you with that. I talked with Karen Hertz, and I've got David Dye, who's also the co-author of this book. And David, thank you for your time. Why is it you feel like this book is necessary?
We have such a negative reaction when we heard that word conflict. Like you said, it triggers us, right? And we want peace. But part of it is recognizing that healthy conflict is necessary. We should be talking about our different experiences, different perspectives, and that's going to help us get the best ideas and more creative solutions. Mm-hmm. If we can get to that kind of productive conflict versus the kind of destructive conversations I think most of us think of and cringe away from when we think of workplace conflict.
I love it that your book has over 300 practical phrases to de-escalate a conflict. What can you say to someone? Maybe there's a meeting with a couple of people and it's just kind of getting out of control. What would you encourage someone to do to kind of de-escalate that, but also just to kind of bring stability? So we don't have to yell, we don't have to get angry, but we can talk through the difficult things.
For sure. You know, I'm going to start before you even get into the heated moment. How you open the conversation really makes a difference. Ah. One of my favorite specific phrases there is this: my intention for this conversation is fill in the blank.
Good.
So that fill in the blank. And when we do that, hey, my intention for this conversation is for us to have an easier time with these data requests that we're doing that are driving one another crazy.
Right.
So that we can both get our work done, get what we need here. When I start there and get my intention on the table, no one has to guess. And then it gives them a chance to enroll in that conversation and also share if they've got some intentions as well.
Oh, that is so good. So have you received feedback, which I know you have? Is there something that comes to mind, David, right away? You're like, ah, that worked for them, or you've seen it as you're working with people that really resolved a situation?
For sure. One of my favorites, you know, there's so many different scenarios in the book, and one of the most popular is what to do when you're overwhelmed or you need to tell your boss no. And that one people flip right to and go for immediately. But the idea of starting with connection and saying yes, and I'm actually next week, I'm doing a whole workshop on this for a client of ours, but okay, so your boss comes with this extra project and you've got three others and you're like, there's no way I can do all these at the same level. How do you have that conversation respectfully? You start by saying yes. Hey, you know, hey boss, I see what you're asking for here. Totally get the impact this would have. Mm-hmm. And we've got these other three on the table, and here's what it's going to mean if we divert resources to this. I would propose the following way of resolving this.
Okay.
What do you think? And you can get their perspective. So you're saying, ultimately saying, no, I can't do this the way that you're asking.
Right.
But here, let's problem solve this together. So you're saying yes to the overall relationship, to the important work you're doing, but also opening the door to a meaningful conversation about how you resolve that.
Oh, that's so gold. That is gold. People need to know how to do that well. And as a leader, I appreciate it when my team says things like that to me, say, hey, can we talk about this? I love to solve problems. And I think leaders like to. So rather than telling your boss, I can't do this, have a solution. And that is so powerful. And you have such great information, insight on this book. Let me say it again. It's Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict. And there's over 300 practical phrases you can use. David, keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you, friend.
Back at you, Melissa. Thank you.
Everything you need to know about this book and what they're working on is on my Conversations link. It'll stay there. You can even share this interview again with a friend at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.